Well, before we say goodbye to Norm, it's my turn. I have purposely not mentioned anything on social media because I wanted this moment to be special. Because I couldn't imagine, Norm, 30 years ago when you were snapping at me to wake me up while I was asleep running the board for your show because the board operator was late. I never imagined that I'd be sitting here with you for 8 years doing the show because I thought you were on such a high level of what you were doing that there's no way I could accomplish anything like that. Dude, you are the epitome of what this business is. And everybody here and everybody doing all these things for you and everybody giving you congratulations should let you know what you mean to this business, to this city, to this station, to everyone. But you mean something special to me, man, because we have become friends, really, really good, close friends here in these past 8 years. Hell, even when we did the Cowboys postgame show together, it's just you have made me a better broadcaster, and it's not even close. I've learned more from you in these last 8 years that can take me the rest of my career. And if you sit back and listen to this show when you're gone, you're going to hear every single element of what you've done and what you've taught me in this show going forward. Because the way you prepare, the way you work, the way you care not only about the people around here, but the people that you don't even know, it has been spectacular to see in person. And I'm gonna miss every single second of what we've done and what we've built here in these last 8 years. I know it's the Normandy invasion, and Norm is Norm, and you're gonna always be that. And I'm just super proud to call you a friend, to call you a colleague and a coworker. And I know, hey man, I can reach out to you anytime and you'll be there. I know that. But it's going to be a little bit different because I can't see you and hang out with you every day. And that's what I'm going to miss the most, because we laugh our asses off in this thing, man, every single day. And who would have thought that an older gentleman from Dunkirk and then a little bit younger guy from Oak Cliff would develop the relationship that we have. But man, I love you and you know I do. And if you ever need anything from me, I'm just a phone call away, and I know that's reciprocated, but this has been a privilege. I don't think there are a lot of people in this business that are lucky enough to be able to work with someone that's done what you've done, man. And I am so thankful. I'm so blessed. And I guess that's just about it, man. It has been such the thrill here to be your partner here for the last 8 years.
I have laughed more in the last 8 years than I may have laughed in the 25 years before that. It's amazing to me how quickly we settled in. But that was helped by having done all those years on the Cowboy post games. And how we've changed. It was you who'd be up hollering at the TV set about fantasy football, and me sitting here saying, ooh, geez, the Lions have gone down by 10, and I only got 7.5 in the spread. And now
it's flipped.
It's Donnie.
You've corrupted me, but it's a good corruption. It's going to stay there forever, I think.
Donnie's betting third division Argentine soccer.
And this is a product of you, man. And again, I just can't thank you enough for the direction that you've put me in. And this has been great. It really has. And I'm going to miss it.
You'll always be my partner. Always. This is a relationship that I will always cherish. It's probably the hardest to leave this group of guys. Tyler and DJ and the talking sea bass and you, I love you all. I love you, Donnie. We've grown to the point where, you know, we both know about each other's dogs and, you know about Mare Bear and I know about Twig, and there's Mama Van and your dad who's first name is still a couple of initials I'm not sure
you,
of.
You still have a couple of minutes. I will kick you if you keep talking about my dad like that. I will kick you.
And the joy a couple of days ago of seeing your garage to the point where a car could be pulled into it.
Well, man, you can take all the time you want. I know you've done a lot of interviews and you made your announcement last week, but screw crosstalk, screw all that. You can have the floor as long as you want. If you want to just bow out and do how you do it, the floor is yours, my man. You've earned it.
It won't be long, I don't think, this ending. In August of 1975, my friend from Channel 4, we'd each been fired by Channel 4 that spring, asked me to come over to KERA to see if I wanted to do 1 hour of sports talk. Once, no promises of anything in the future. That started 48 years of being continuously on the air in this city. As Mary and I drove in this morning, and we drove in from the north and past suburbs and into this city. This is our city. It always will be. This city's been so kind to me. It's been so giving to us when we ask about our charities. It has been so receptive. I don't, in a city like this, to have just had some voice for those years is so humbling. You will feel it too, Donovan. You will retire in 23 years. Or, no. Hey, wait a minute. No, I'm serious.
I'll be fired long before
no,
then, Norm.
You're 51. You've got at least 2.5 decades to go by my figuring. But at some point, you will reach that point. You'll reach this point. And you will say to whoever you've been working with the last many years, thank you. Thank you. I cannot express how much I've enjoyed being with you. We probably don't look enough like brothers to be called that. But I love you. And I love you all out there. I don't know what I'm going to do without you on Monday, because you've been there for 48 years. It's been a rich 48 years. There will be many years ahead to enjoy other things, to take on the next chapter. But this chapter has been wonderful. It has been something I could not have dreamed of to start this. Bless you, Donovan. I love you, man. I love you all out there. And somewhere down this road, I'll bet almost all of our paths will cross again, and that'll be wonderful for me. Goodbye, you all. Goodbye, Donnie.
My man, let's go.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.